This is the Team Builders Podcast, building better teams.
With our services, we try to make it as viable as possible to achieve something measurable, productive, and obviously the feel-good factor that can be followed up afterwards as well.
This is the Team Builders Podcast with Stephen Haseley, Jerry Crowley, and Jonathan Haseley.
Hello and welcome to the Team Builders Podcast. This podcast is where you'll find some great insights, tips and tricks into what we think makes a great team. From in-depth interviews with business leaders of some of the top teams in the UK, as well as chatting with my wonderful colleagues Jerry and Stephen, we hope you learn a little bit about what it takes to create a truly high-performing team. Of course, I'm joined today by my two wonderful co-directors, Jerry and Stephen. Stephen, how are you this morning?
Jonathan, I'm great. I've got my Mont Blanc pen sharpened and ready to take some notes. Looking forward to the podcast ahead.
Super duper, Jerry. The audience can't wait to hear what you've had for breakfast.
Yeah, fantastic. I'm trying to figure out if Mont Blanc is a mountain or a real pen. Obviously too expensive for me, John. I'm in good shape. You know, I'd like to play a bit more golf, but, you know, other than that, I won't have any protein speak, so I'm doing well.
So folks, today we have an opportunity to chat about CSR focused team building experiences, or corporate social responsibility team building experiences. You know, these are experiences that focus on benefiting your team whilst taking part, but of course also having a give back or a feedback to the wider community at large. A big focus on business culture and, of course, you know, things that really focus on that give back feeling. I thought to kick us off, I'd maybe give you a little bit of an insight into what we would suggest CSR focused team building is. So, you know, really combines a traditional team building experience with an element of corporate social responsibility. It allows businesses to contribute to a chosen charity or local community outreach program of their choice, whilst of course still delivering that fun, engaged team building experience. And, you know, it really does help with the morale boosting side of things from our, you know, customer's perspective. So that's, I guess, what it means to us. I thought maybe we could talk about the types of things that we do to bring it together. So Stephen, you know, why do some of our clients get in touch with us to look at a CSR based experience?
I think many of our clients throughout the UK and beyond want to contribute to society, get involved in different ethical and social causes, and I think it really ticks a lot of the boxes for them as a team to work together to provide both environmental responsibility, also ethical responsibility, and some sort of economic responsibility to local and the wider community as well. And they have a need and they have a plan of what they want to do, and I think they contact us for us to fill in the gaps, join the dots, and be able to provide a platform for them to be able to satisfy that need for CSR.
Yeah, for sure, Jerry. It's definitely been an emerging and growing trend in our business and businesses around the world, I guess, off that kind of focus on CSR impact.
You know, there's two different ways to look at it from my personal perspective. When you own a business or you're running a business, you've got the opportunity to give something greater than just trying to earn money all the time.
Yeah.
I think you see it from the big multinationals. They promote that at the forefront, even in some of their statements and missions and things. And then from the employee perspective, if you're into that type of thing, you feel good about it. If you've never thought about it, it makes you think about it and then puts your perspective in a different light. And if you don't care at all, I think the company would like you to try to care. You know, it's an all-encompass thing. You know, it's not how good you are, how bad you are. It's about how we can impact beyond just the business.
Yeah, it's certainly, you know, I recognize that a lot in terms of organizations at large very much have a, you know, a want or desire to continue to contribute in a charitable way, for want of a better word, and allowing them to do that whilst engaging their employees with that, you know, it fits all banners as such.
And I don't think it's enough. You know, sometimes there's an argument, isn't there, when you go to pay for your coffee and it says you want to put 10 pence to charity. I don't know if that's good or bad, or I think that's ticking a box.
Yeah.
But when you look at some of the townships and some of the community work that even like somebody like, say, McDonald's, that they do and don't talk about, I think that's real CSR in a way. That's really touching a community, like you mentioned, and making that work as opposed to just raising money to give to somebody else.
And certainly from experience, Stephen, you know, when we have the opportunity to deliver those style of events, the guests there on the day, the individual employees that are taking part, they take a lot from that experience.
I think there's always a balance as well in that they're looking for social, environmental and also economic benefits, not just to themselves as a company, but to the wider environment and the wider society as well. And, you know, it is difficult, obviously. It is difficult. We have to live in the real world. But to try and manage that, people's expectations, and to try and deliver something that makes them feel proud of what they've achieved on that day or over a number of days, and what they give back to society, locally, nationally, and sometimes internationally as well.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's multi-layered, isn't it? It allows the team to still, you know, allows the person organising the session to still get their team building experience, still have the opportunity to get their team together, but it has a further purpose than just purely, hey, we've got a day to get together.
Type can bring something to the forefront.
Yeah, absolutely. So listen, with that in mind, we obviously have a range of different CSR style experiences that we offer. Jerry, I wonder if you might want to share, you know, a few of our top ones or favourites, or maybe ones that you've been involved with recently.
I was involved in an awesome one, a personal one. I think it's great. It's called Toy Factory.
Yep.
And this particular client of ours wanted to give back to a hospice or sick children type charitable organisation. And there was one close to their office. So it would in Toy Factory, you have to build toys, actually. But in this particular moment, we built from scratch remote controlled cars, and the group in the room got to model them, build them, and then we raced them. So it was a lot of fun for everyone in the room, but the buzz in the room was better than normal, because we weren't doing it just to see who was first in the race. It was when it was all done, we had to dismantle the cars, put them back into their boxes, and deliver them to the hospice. They even said to me, oh, we won't use these screws so that they can be fresh in the box, you know, and I can say, we won't put the stickers on, all those type of things. And then they got to race them and have fun. So they got their team building a day with a huge focus on where they kit that they had purchased was going, and all of that money spent on all of those equipment pieces went direct to those children, and they were delighted, obviously.
Yeah, for sure. And we always enjoy working with organisations in terms of what they want to really achieve from that. So in that particular occasion, a very local charitable organisation, you know, nearby the where that business were operating. We also get to deliver events where organisations want to help internationally, and we do that through something like...
Yeah, how funny. I had an international conference, and you were told to bring some clothes. And they're, okay, what's the clothes for? They're going to go to a charitable clothing bank. Everybody was given a colour. And, you know, I was a part of this conference as opposed to us delivering that in this particular occasion. But we got a great idea from this. So everybody arrived, and one set of individuals came from Australia.
Yep.
And honestly, they had one bag for themselves and three bags of clothes in this event. And the concept was you had to match the colour of your clothes to the company logo that was for.
Sure.
And then that was mapped out through a bit of team building exercise where you didn't know where to go, who you had to correspond and collaborate with. And the end result was this massive company flag made out of used rags. So that particular event, which we've now encompassed, is called Rags to Riches. And you take your rags to the conference and then you display anything. Although it was a fact-finding search for us to be involved in and knowing that we were going to deliver it, it's new, it's like you mentioned, it's international. People from all over the world can bring something and create something, and it all goes further through to the... In that particular occasion, went to a homeless charity, which I thought, again, awesome. But they can choose.
Tremendous, for sure.
One of the first introductions that I had personally for CSR was many years ago in South Africa. We encountered a company that were working with local company, employing lots of people, and they were converting leftover flip-flops. And I know it sounds as if it's only a one or two flip-flop situation, but in South Africa, it would become a massive problem. People just disposing of flip-flops and various different shoes.
Yeah.
And the company were employed specifically to make little toys and gadgets, one of them which was a giraffe. And again, it was included within the package for the client to take away, but it employed a lot of people, and it was certainly a lot of the environmental damage that was left behind. And again, I felt there was a great use of manpower and womanpower to be able to do something positive, not just to clean up that area, but convert it into something that was useful and memorable back into a wider society as well.
Yeah. I remember you showed me the pictures, and you could see, you know, on the beach, all those disused shoes. It is awesome to be able to go pick them up and make something out of them.
Yeah, and if you take the time and effort, I'm sure you could all Google how many flip-flops are left behind by travellers and by tourists.
Yeah.
And it's not just 100 or 500. It is hundreds of thousands every single year. So rather than just being wasted and left behind on a beach or in the water, there are companies out there that will recycle them and make them into something positive for positive use, which is great contribution to wider society.
And then, not to blow your own trumpet here, Jonathan, but you were part of bringing the Go Give backpack to our attention. So maybe you could tell the viewers, I think, this is for such a simple idea, it's a huge give back.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, one of our newest experiences from a CSR perspective, again, that we call Go Give Backpack. The premise all came about to focus on delivery of required items for people that are currently in a homeless situation. And again, it was about creating an experience that would allow organizations to have some fun, have some engagement together, but to also, you know, really help contribute to that charitable causes. So the premise of the game is that the teams will work together using our Quickfire game app to complete loads of different challenges, and in the challenges, as they earn points, they actually earn items of need for these homeless organisations that they can put into a backpack that will then be given and donated away at the end of the game. And, you know, there's everything in there from toiletries to clothing and non-perishable food right through to sanitary items. You know, really does create a great buzz. And at the end of the game, particularly whenever we deliver for, you know, many hundreds of people, there are a huge amount of giveaway backpacks at the end that actually get given. The whole rucksack gets given. The organisation, either the homeless organisation that they are donated to, give away, and we get them people together and we share them out. And a huge buzz from that. And again, on top of the experience of, you know, knowing that you're giving back to challenged people in the society, it really helps, you know, have that common cause and effect of we've really achieved something today on top of the fun and engagement that we had within the gameplay. So hugely exciting one, and one that I think is going to really take off in 2024.
When you talk about the fun element, Jonathan, in the past, I remember many, many years ago, people said that they had a great idea about cleaning up rivers and cleaning up mountains, et cetera, et cetera. It's just not fun. You know, it doesn't engage people. And I guess, you know, it is sorting out a potential problem for certain communities. But from a company perspective, yeah, it's hard to gamify that. It's hard to measure that. And also, you know, it's hard to engage people's hearts and minds that they're doing something that perhaps other people, councils or governments, should already be doing. It's not to say that they can't do that, but maybe that's something they do on their own time. Whereas with our services, we try to make it as viable as possible to achieve something in a relatively short amount of time, 2, 3, 4 hours, measurable, productive, and obviously the feel-good factor that can be followed up afterwards as well.
Yeah, and also, you know, that's a great point, because not everybody's capable of doing physical labour, if you like, from painting a hospice or something. So to be more inclusive, they can still give, but still be inclusive.
And there's also the dangers of insurance and things like that. Not to over-egg that, but, you know, lots of programmes on television, you know, show what can be done in other parts around the world, and that's fantastic. But that tends to be taken on by the individual with a particular charitable aspect of what they want to do in their life, rather than a focus from a company who feel impelled to do something.
Yeah.
Yep. But again, you know, we're always onto the viability of what we can do with a client to try and satisfy the demands of what they want to do, so we can fulfil their vision, hopefully, in a realistic time period.
One last quick maybe tip to add into, if you are organising a CSR, it's always awesome to have somebody from the charity, if you can, in the room, or from the organisation that you're representing, and just to talk a little bit about their passion and why they set it up or why they're involved. And it just connects the people in the room to the activity that they're doing, to perhaps they don't get to see the end goal, but they can feel it from the person in the room. I think that really does a rubber stamp, and for the sake of even 10 minutes, it brings the event to a whole new level, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the emotion of that as well just makes a huge impact on, you know, bringing home the message to every. You're 100% right, Jerry. Love that. That's a great thought. Boys, I think we did a great job today on our CSR-focused team building. Thank you for all the efforts. That's it for us, folks, talking about CSR focused team build today. We really hope you enjoyed it. If you would like to check out any of our CSR focused products, or even just anything more about the services that we offer, please do check out our website, teamchallenge-company.co.uk. From myself and my two colleagues, Jerry and Stephen, thank you so much, Jerry.
Yes, thanks very much, Jonathan. See you soon.
Stephen.
See you soon, Jonathan. All over it.
Nailed it. Okay, thanks so much, folks. Catch you next time on the Team Builders Podcast.